So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Have a musical intro. What was that all about?
That wasn't very musical. I was just saying the name of our show. So that all the, you know, the newcomers, whoever is coming newly to the show is just, they're not going to be uninformed. They're going to be informed.
They're going to be the opposite of uninformed. Not uninformed.
No, informed.
not informed.
Right. Not informed. They will be informed.
So anyway, I hope that brought you up to speed, everybody. What have you been up to last time?
I saw this show, what is it called? Wipeout? No, not Wipeout. The one that comes on after Wipeout.
Wipe In.
No, Downfall.
The Hitler movie?
No, a show. Wait, there's a Hitler movie?
You know, that's where that scene comes from.
That scene?
You know, the one on the internet.
The one on the internet?
You know, the one...
The one from Inglourious Basterds?
No. The one where people always subtitle it.
The one where people always subtitle it?
Yeah, you know, there's a meme.
I'm not up on all the memes, I guess.
I mean, it's like, kind of old, I guess. I mean, it was... People were reminded of it recently because all the clips got taken down from YouTube because of litigation or the threat of that.
By who?
MGM? You know, whatever.
Warners?
Yeah, it was GM.
I said MGM.
Oh.
Toyota?
Yeah, probably like BP or something.
Kraft Foods?
Let's name some more corporations.
Montgomery Donuts?
Not that big a corporation.
I don't think it exists anymore.
No. Okay, great. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, whatever company owns the... I don't know. Shut up.
Wait, so what was this movie about?
I don't know. It was about Hitler or something. There's this one scene where he, like, yells a lot in German.
9999. Oh, is that where they're like... There's, like, a map or something?
Yeah.
He's pushing it around? I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, God.
You're welcome.
So anyway, so not that, though?
No. What were we talking about? Fall? Oh, Downfall.
Yeah, that's the name of that movie.
No, it's the name of the game show where your prizes are on a conveyor belt, and then they drop it off of a skyscraper that's like six floors high.
All right.
It's hosted by Chris Jericho.
Who is that?
The pro wrestler.
Oh. Why is he qualified to host a game show?
Dude, he put me through a table once in SmackDown vs. Raw.
Who are you playing as?
I don't know. Kurt Angle or some such person? No. I would have beat him if I was Kurt Angle. I don't remember.
Okay. So like, well, what kind of prizes do they drop off of those?
It's like a TV or like...
Whoa, you better catch it.
Well, the last one is like some money. Well, they only drop it if you don't get all the questions in time.
And then you have to catch it?
No, it just crashes down on the ground. You don't get to keep it. Maybe you get
That's
to
such
keep
a
the
waste.
Pieces. Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to give it away anyway, but only...
No, they can save it for next time.
No. They can save it for the ground.
I threw it on the ground.
They can save it for the judge. Judge Brack.
Save it for the jury. I think that's what people say, not judge.
So,
speaking of interests, what are some of yours?
Yeah. So it's like a TV. Well, the last one is always the money. And it's like it starts at like $10,000 and it goes like $25,000 and $50,000. It's in $100 bills.
That doesn't seem like it would hurt that much when it hit the
You're
ground.
You're not trying to catch it. You're on top of the building.
You're on top of the building?
Yeah.
What's the point?
The point is, if you lose, they drop you off the building.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so. Like, how do you? I mean. Even if
you're
you
on
won.
Like a bungee cord or something.
So, how do you catch yourself? I don't.
You
understand.
Don't. You don't catch anything. There's no catching.
I don't understand.
Only crashing.
You're dropping stuff off the building. What are you supposed to do with it?
Nothing. You lost it.
You could save it by catching it.
So, but here's the thing: at the end of every round, if you let's say you won like $25,000. The $25 an hour round. You have the choice of keeping the $25,000 and leaving, or keeping the $20,000, the $25,000, and continuing to the next round.
Nice.
It's like, why would you ever choose to leave unless you're like really afraid of heights or something?
Yeah. In which case, this is not the game show for you.
But yeah, there's a panic button also. So if you're like in trouble and around. You can press the panic button, and then the first time you press the panic button, they reset like the conveyor belt with the prizes on it.
Okay.
And then you have the choice of either putting a personal item, which is like some valuable thing of like sentimental value to you.
Oh, okay.
So like your wife's favorite clock. Right.
Are you married to Big Time? What is this?
Yeah, on the belt. Or you can it'll be your panic partner.
Yeah.
Who's like your BFF or your girlfriend or whoever. And they go stand on the belt and they can like help you with the answers. But
the clock can help you?
No, the person, your friend.
Oh. Okay.
But then they also fall off the building.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who catches them?
Nobody. I mean, the rope catches them or whatever.
A rope can't catch things. Rope just sits there.
They're connected to the rope.
That's even worse.
I mean, the rope is connected to something else. It doesn't move.
I can't envision this.
It's hosted by Chris Jericho.
Yeah, that's the hardest part to imagine. So what's the point of putting a sentimental value item on there?
Because you like saved yourself, but you better get like the next round because there's categories, right? So you get to pick a different category.
Oh, okay.
But
if you don't get
that one, then your sentimental thing is gonna crash onto the ground.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's not really as awesome as it sounds.
Yeah, well, why not?
I don't know. It gets lame after, like, the first contestant.
Oh. Well, I've seen zero contestants, so I can't judge.
It's also on opposite of Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, so it's on not Hell's Kitchen?
Sure.
Wait, why does that matter?
I'm just saying, that's its competition.
Oh. What channel is this?
Which one?
The Downfall.
ABC. I told you, it's on after Wipeout.
What is Wipeout?
That's one where you have to run through the obstacle course and you usually end up getting crushed and falling into the water, yeah.
Wait, this one is ABC, all about these game shows.
Dude, it's Tuesday. Apparently Wipeout is on Tuesday and Thursday. That's how you know it's going to be over soon. Yo, dude, who wants to be a millionaire? That was on ABC.
Yeah, and, yeah right.
And back the Weakest in, like, Link, the right?
Was that NBC?
I thought it was CBS.
Okay, maybe it was Fox.
Well, the HBO isn't going to want us, so I guess it's Showtime.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Finally, I can quote Arrested Development around here.
What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
Wait, what?
Okay, never mind.
What? What was happening?
I don't know. You're making a lot of these noises.
Oh, maybe that's where the microphone is.
Come on. It's a big, giant microphone right in front of your face.
I just thought that was for, like, decoration or something.
It's not for decoration.
Okay.
It's for recording sound.
Well, alright.
Okay. Let's go to break.
Wow, already?
Already. Aldready.
Yeah, that.
It's called Inception.
You create the world of the dream. You bring the subject's secrets into that dream.
Then you break in and steal it.
Exactly.
Collapsing. Inception, rated PG-13. Theaters and IMAX, July 16th.
We're back.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, how's your break?
Break was good. Chocolatey, but also wafery.
Wow.
And I don't know what else is in a Kit Kat.
Give me one of those, man.
I'll break you off at least.
Yeah, I don't know how long this is going on, but Snickers is now wrapping their candy.
They're wrapping their candy? Is that what you were going to tell me? I think that's been going on for a while.
In, like, the slogans? Or not the slogans, but, you know, like, the
Oh, I see. You weren't finished. Okay.
Yeah. That's right. And you know, like, Nougato City?
Yeah.
The candy itself says that now.
That's also... Wait, what?
I mean, the wrapper of the candy.
Yeah, that's also been going on for a while.
That's what I'm asking.
Dude, when I worked with George at Cola...
Yeah, right. Like, four years ago?
What?
Like, four years ago?
Yeah, 4 years ago. Wow. They printed... Instead of Snickers, it just said Satisfies.
Nice.
So we're always like, okay, I'm going to give you the Satisfies.
Out of the vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, whatever. I don't like Snickers.
What? How do you not like Snickers?
I know, it's like everybody else's favorite friggin' candy bar, but...
It satisfies!
It's not! It has nuts in it.
What are wrong with nuts?
Nothing, on their own. But I don't want them in candy, or chocolate, or ice cream, or brownies, or anything. Just leave them out!
Holy shit, you're really anti-nuts here.
No, I'm for nuts, alone. They're fine.
You're nutophobic.
No, I love nuts. They should just stick to themselves. Yeah, you know, away from every other kind of food, okay? You know, separate but equal.
Wow.
Yeah, I said it.
You're a nutsist.
No, it's separate but equal, don't you get it?
Well, it's so offensive. I'm offended.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When is Martin Luther King Day?
You don't even know. You don't even know. What a fucking racist.
Wait, are we talking about nuts or what?
No, you know what? You're just prejudiced.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
No.
Damn it. Can you be asked a question by me?
Okay.
All right. Do you remember when Jordan Turner converted to Islam?
I mean, I don't remember the day that it happened, but...
Where were you? No.
Yeah, what about it?
You were, okay. Wait, what the hell was that all about? Like, I don't know if we were so shocked at the time, but we should have been, right? Like, that was crazy. Right?
Mean, what, are you saying Islam is crazy?
That he would convert to it? Who does that?
That's Jordan so Turner, weird. That's who. And you know what else he did? He quit.
He quit.
Because he's a quitter. All he does is quit.
Do we have to get him on here to defend himself?
Oh, I would. I don't know. Let's see if he's on.
Where is he?
I think he's back in America now.
Oh, man.
He sent me an email the other day.
What?
He sent me an email.
Oh, that's weird.
I was like, one time I told him, I'm like, you're such a quitter. He's like... I'm not a quitter, I'm a decider.
Yeah.
And I decided to quit.
Yeah. Very good defense.
Yeah. And I was like talking to him about like how he quit Islam, and he had like this little like Buddhist like statue of Buddha in the front of his car. I was like, oh, so now you're a Buddhist now? He's like, no, I'm going to be a vegetarian or something like that. And he goes, he's like, you know, my rabbi says that. I was like, oh my God.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's totally insane.
Yeah.
Very weird. So, I mean, okay. So what, I mean, like, did he settle on anything?
I don't know. He settled on going to England.
Yeah, okay.
And Israel and India.
And Native America.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe he only goes to countries that start with I.
Or E.
No, England.
Right. Oh, right. My mistake. Yeah, well, okay. We should get him on here.
Okay. You know what, Jordan Turner, if you're listening to this right now...
Call in.
We'll write you off.
It'll be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward against it.
I'm looking backwards near it.
I'm smelling about it into the future.
I'm walking...
All right.
Down.
Downfall. You're being tossed off a building. Am I supposed to catch you?
No.
I don't know if I can do that. Have you ever been on a game show?
No.
That'd be fun, right?
That's like the appeal of game shows, is that you imagine that yourself is the contestant.
But if you were actually the contestant, it wouldn't be appealing?
No, it would be appealing, but only one person could be the contestant. But by them being the contestant, it's like everyone watching is the contestant.
Okay, but wouldn't it be more fun to actually be the contestant than to just watch?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's do it.
What show do you want to go on?
I don't know, man.
I'll type in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I'm sort of near that, maybe.
Because it's going, it's academic.
Oh, that's not a game show.
Yeah.
That's a lame show.
Yeah. Or is it Marma Fake?
Did they actually say that?
Yeah, Kiefer Sutherland said that.
Man. I mean, clearly it's him who's Marma Fake anyway.
Yeah.
What was his character's name in the movie?
I don't know.
Okay.
Bowser? I don't know.
Dumbass.
Jack Bauer.
Is that ending, or did it end?
It already ended.
I mean, like, forever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Until the movie comes out.
Is that happening?
Probably not. It hasn't been good for, like, 4 years. Like, when we were... The last good one was when we were juniors in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Then they were like out of ideas.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
We should get on that show.
24?
Yeah, I don't know what you win.
Dude, I was watching 24 today. And okay. Carl Edwards was on it.
Wait, who's
Carl Edwards? He had a cameo. The NASCAR racer driver.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he walks in. It's like the people from Homeland Security are taking over CTU.
Oh, okay.
And he like walks in. You know, it's like the ominous. A bunch of guys in suits are coming through the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like, oh no, they're going to take all our jobs.
Yeah.
And he just walks up. You know, it's like, you know, that's Chloe O'Brien. I want you to go to her station. It's like, hi, Bill Buchanan. I'm Jim Hill from Homeland.
Okay.
Apparently, when they were taping it, he did a backflip off of one of the desks.
What?
Yeah.
Just because?
Yeah.
Did they catch it on tape?
I don't know, probably. I didn't have the DVD.
Right. Wait, but hold on. What was the point of him being on there?
Just why not?
But I mean, like,
somebody's got to play the guy who's on screen for 10 seconds.
Okay. So did he do anything NASCAR related?
No.
Okay, it was just him for some reason.
It was like one of his acting roles.
Okay, branching out.
Yeah.
Did his car make a cameo?
No.
Okay. What else has he been in?
I don't know. Let's see.
Okay.
Looking up google.com. What the?
Doing some filmographies here.
Oh, he's in Small Pond.
Who's Small Pond?
It's a movie.
Okay.
It's in post-production. It's coming out next year. The plot. A ne'er-do-well Shakespeare's Pizza employee explores the underbelly of downtown Columbia, Missouri. Yeah, I don't know. Wait, it doesn't seem like it's really him.
No?
I don't know. I mean, why would he be in a movie?
He's a great actor.
Yeah. I mean, he was pretty good in 24.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he could be just as good in a, you know, a role that's 400 times as long.
Yeah.
Those are some chords.
What are some chords?
I just received a message.
Okay. What does it say?
It says B major 7th times 3, F sharp times 3, F sharp times 3. And I'm not going to continue. This is like 100 years long.
Yeah, long. In New York. All right. Alright.
That was part of the Benavent show. If you can decrypt that, then you'll win. I don't know, some bullshit.
Skype. You'll win Skype.
Right. We'll drop it to you off a building. You have to catch it. It'll be great.
Yeah, from on top of the studio.
This has been the Benavent show.